Bava Basra, Perek He, Mishnah Vav, 5-6. And the Mishnah is continuing to discuss halachas as they apply to the sale of metalta, movable objects, but we are moving away from the interpretation of ambiguous words and more towards basic principles that govern these kinds of transactions. And just a moment of a background to understand, every time you make a transaction, a transfer of rights or transfer of ownership. So really there are two essential steps. The first is what I refer to as a meeting of the minds, there's an agreement in principle between the buyer and the seller regarding the terms of the transaction. Let's just call that the price to keep it simple. And then after they've agreed, so then there's an actual a maisa kinyan, a proprietary act that has to occur, which effects the transfer of ownership or transfer of rights. So that's always true, and I'm actually going to sort of dissect that and talk about it a little bit in the next couple of Mishnayos here. Now, our Mishnah here, Mishnah Vav, is talking about the possibility of expectations not being met between the buyer and the seller, and what happens then. So just to make sure everything's clear, we are not talking about situations of ona'a. Ona'a is the exploitation of either the buyer or the seller by essentially tricking the buyer to overpay or the seller to get underpaid by an amount more than 1/6 of the prevailing market price. And in such a scenario, that's the issur of ona, of exploitation, of fraud. And such a scenario, so the defrauded victim is allowed to essentially ask to be made whole and get the difference or reject the transaction altogether. We are not talking about that here. Our mission here is going to talk about expectations in terms of quality aren't being met. So if that's the case, so some scenarios, the Mishnah will say you could have, there are four possibilities. You could have scenarios in which the buyer could back out, scenarios in which the seller could back out, scenarios in which neither could back out after the Maisa Kinyan occurred, or scenarios where both could back out. So here, our Mishnah says, Arba Midas B'mochrin, there are four kinds of scenarios like I just described. The first is, Machar lo chitin yafos v'nimtzu raos. If Reuven and Shimon are doing transaction. Reuven is selling to Shimon chitim yafos, grade A wheat. And Shimon agrees to buy the grade A wheat at a given price. And then Shimon takes the wheat, v'nimtzu raos, but he discovers they're inferior. You know, this is B grade wheat, not A grade wheat. So then, halokeach yachu lachzar bo. So then, the purchaser, Shimon, can back out of the transaction altogether if he so wants. I mean, even though they had a meeting of the minds in terms of price, and they did the act of a Maisa Kinyan, it doesn't matter because this is what's called potentially a mekach ta'os, a purchase made under false pretenses, because B thought he was getting grade A wheat, and he's then getting grade B wheat, so therefore he can back out. Implied, of course, is that the seller cannot back out of the transaction no matter what. It's too late for him, even if the you know, the price of wheat changes so much he wishes he could get it back to sell it at a higher price. Too bad for him, because the deal is done. On the flip side, ra'os, if the transaction was for inferior wheat, meaning grade B wheat, v'nimtzu yafos, when Mr. B, you know, Shimon takes it home, he discovers, whoa, lo and behold, this is grade A wheat. So then, mocher yachol lachazar bo, then the seller can take the transaction back and say, oh no, that's a mistake, it was supposed to be the B grade wheat, and I gave you the A grade wheat, so you can get it back again. But the purchaser cannot back out anymore. If it's ra'os v'nimtzu yaf, excuse me, if it's ra'os v'nimtzu ra'os, if the deal was for inferior wheat, and it turns out it was inferior wheat, so B said to A, I'd like to buy wheat, A says to B, I have wheat for you, but it's inferior quality, and B says, okay, that's fine, and then it is in fact inferior quality, so then too bad, he cannot back out. And similarly, yafos v'nimtzu yafos, if the deal was for quality wheat, grade A wheat, and it is indeed grade A wheat, so then ein echad mehem yachol lachzar bo, neither can back out of the deal, even if the price of wheat went way up or way down, and therefore one of them wants to back out, it's too bad, it's too late, even if the buyer says, you know, he always says it's inferior, but really it's good enough, this is really, is truly, absolutely inferior, it's too bad. If they explicitly said, and the contract or the verbal agreement was for grade B wheat, and it is in fact grade B wheat, so then no one is allowed to back out anymore. Similarly, if it's yafos v'nimtzu yafos, if the deal was for grade A wheat and it was indeed grade A wheat, then again, ein echad mehem yachol lachzar bo, also neither can back out because there was a meeting of the minds, there was a transaction that occurred, maisa kinyan occurred, and therefore it's done, the deal is done. Now the last case is, what happens if the type of material that was delivered is not the type that was expected? So it goes without saying that if the purchaser thinks he's getting wheat and the seller delivers him barley, That's a non-starter. That's a mekach tos. That wasn't the deal, and therefore no transaction. What happens if it's, let's say he needed wheat and he got wheat, but it was a different kind of wheat, not an inferior quality, but a different kind. So the Mishnah says, for example, if it was shechamtis, the deal was for red wheat, v'nimtzeis levana. But when the purchaser gets home, he discovers, lo and behold, this isn't red wheat, it's white wheat. Or levana, if the deal was for white wheat, v'nimtzeis shechamtis, it turned out it was red wheat. In both those cases, then that's like a mekach tos, that's a mistake, and both parties can back out of it. It's not that red or white, one is not necessarily better than the other, both have their advantages, and some people want red, some people want white, but just it doesn't meet conditions that of the deal, and therefore the deal wasn't binding. Similarly, if it's eitzim shel zayis, finimtzu shel shikma, if the purchaser needs wood, but he specifies specifically he wants to get olive wood, but he gets delivered sycamore fig wood, so then that wasn't the deal. Or similarly, shel shikma, if he had contracted to purchase the sycamore fig wood, v'nimtzu shel zayis, but the wood that's delivered is actually olive wood, again, both parties can back out because that wasn't the deal, and therefore both it's not binding because of mekach tos. And same goes if it's yain v'nimtzu chometz, or chometz v'nimtzu yain. Sometimes you want your wine to drink, and sometimes you want your balsamic vinegar, and both are good sometimes, but that wasn't the deal. The deal was for wine and you delivered vinegar, or vinegar and you delivered wine, and therefore in both cases, shnehem yichon lachzer behen, either of the parties, if they so choose, can back out and get their money back, because this wasn't the deal for this particular type of product that was delivered.